You're listening to Yarraville FM 99.1. This is the special edition of Schools In called Young Leaders. And now I'd like to introduce Olivia
with her speech entitled,
We Are Not the Same, But We Are All Equal.
Thanks, Cora. This is my speech about racism. Imagine going to school every day. The birds chirping, the sun is shining, skipping up to the school gate, but there's a dark cloud above your head following you everywhere you go. That dark cloud is full of shame and depression, getting darker by the second. Being abused all because of the dark cloud that spreads around you. We should be grateful that we can go to school every day. There are kids that don't want to go to school because they get bullied about their skin colour, culture or beliefs. How would you feel if you were one of those kids? If you don't like this, why is Australia still doing it? Eddie Mabo once said, you can close your eyes for something you don't want to see, but you can't close your heart for something you don't want to feel. He believes that if you don't want to look at someone with darker skin, you don't have to. Did you know that 70% of secondary school Aboriginals have experienced racism? Over 70% of Aboriginal adults have experienced discrimination in a workplace. This is because of the Stolen Generation and because apparently they're different. The Stolen Generation is where Aboriginal children were ripped out of their parents' arms. This was so that Aboriginal people could get bred out. They were racist, so now everyone thinks they can be racist against Aboriginal people. We need to close the gap. Imagine being a professional basketball player, shooting the perfect three-point shot to win the game, and the crowd erupts. You won the game for your team, but you wouldn't be looked up to as much as everyone else because of your skin colour. Like Adam Goods, a retired AFL player. He was called a monkey because he was an Aboriginal. It is outrageous that kids were calling him an ape because of his skin colour. Even though he won two premierships and two Brownlows, he was still treated like this. We are teaching the younger generation that this is okay. No one is born hating someone because of his skin colour or his background or his religion. People must learn to hate, and if they can learn to hate, they can be taught to love. The love comes more naturally to the human heart than its opposite. Nelson Mandela. In 1963, Martin Luther King Jr. had a dream, and today I have a dream that racism will stop. He wanted his four children to live in a world where they wouldn't be judged because of their skin colour. But today, racism is still happening, especially in the country he was born in, America. I'm sure most people have seen it on the news. Racism is everywhere and it's just not good enough. Racism, one thing that has changed the lives of too many people. Racism isn't something we are born with, it is something we are taught. There's only one race, humanity. We all bleed red and we all have a heart. We need to embrace each other's uniqueness. Racism might not be over, but I am definitely over with racism.